Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yocheved Fege. Hi, Yocheved Fege, Basmechaitis Basia. And Lui Nishmas, Mama's Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. Rav David Yitzchok, Ben Akiva Yehuda. Moshe Rav Beshner, I saw Moshe Mordechai. And we're going to be learning a tshuva from the Bala Mishnah Halachas. See around Rosh Hashanah time, the Zyurtzeit was ever Rosh Hashanah. So I really wanted to do a shir for Zyurtzeit, but as man katzar v'malacha v'kach meruba, but I really feel like I have a chov to the Mishnah Halachas to continue spreading his Torah. Very, very unique gadol b'Torah and posik when poskeador. It's mamish multi volume set of tshuvas Mishnah Halachas. He also has on Shas and other inyanim. Very, very great gadol b'Torah and tzaddik, Holocaust survivor. Any Holocaust survivor who's Shomer Shabbos is a tzaddik yisadol. So halachas kama v'kama when he becomes one of the gadol ador. So this is a letter written on Tu B'Av in Brooklyn in the year 1962. B'mei ha'nechama yirachim am lo ruchama. Uvesechem yidid nafshi v'yidid nefesh kol chai ha'goyin ha'mefosim tzaddik kabir etc. Kvod hadris goyinim reina rabbi Yisrael Veltz Rav of Beit in Budapest Yerushalayim. So he's writing a letter to his good friend Rav Veltz, who was in Ungar HaShavuv, came over afterwards to Eretz Yisrael. And we'll skip the paragraph of Hakdama. You can read it, by the way, this tshuva, for those who want to see it inside, is in the fourth volume of the Mishnah Halachas, Simon Chof Dalet. Ubedivrei Torah sheshalach lan mar kvod kod gonon shlit al tshevi begins a Yosef bashmotis al Simon Hey. The David HaMelech le'ocha b'yom HaShabbos t'taynu ha'ilo l'sanos. The David HaMelech didn't eat on Shabbos, because his tainig was to fast. Kaimon da asu leochal ad shtein le behemtoi. And ken kem du lo achal. Achinami hem lo kol yom, achinami hem lo achlu. So we paskin, you're not allowed to eat until you feed your animals. You're passing, and now they eat until you feed your animals. And since David HaMelech didn't eat all day, so they also didn't eat. The animals also didn't eat. And nobody else has a mitzvah to feed them. Aval Kishemes, when he died, and they claim as Yerusha the Shlomo HaMelech, this is all from the Sefer Ginze Yosef, in the name of the Sefer Torah HaMitzvah. But so when David HaMelech dies, then he gives Yerusha to Shlomo, the animals, and then Shlomo has to feed them. And therefore he asked, when his father died, on one hand, Abba Mei Smut Al Bechama, my father has died and he's in a Mokom Bizayim, the son. And on the other hand, Klav Shal Beis Abba Re'evim, and I have to feed them. Because I have a Chiyuv Mizonos, I have to take care of my father, also have a Chiyuv Mizonos. Ayin Sham. So Rabbi Yisrael Veltz didn't understand where the Sefer Torah HaMitzvah brought by the Ginza Yosef gets it that if somebody fasts, he shouldn't give his animals. If you fast, you've no Yisrael Tzar Ba'alei Chayim. V'ad Asr Lechol Kodim Shitein Lebehemto Rak Linyin Kadima. You're not allowed to eat until you give your animal. Avshal Yitein Lebehemto Klal V'aday Asr. But not to give your animal at all is asur, mapitam, even if you fast. And the Sefer understood that if you're fasting, you don't give your animals either, mapitam. You give your animals first, and even if you're fasting, then your animals eat and you don't. But mechi teisi that if you're fasting, your animals shouldn't eat. This whole vort about David HaMelech, an animal's not eating, is ma'od mot kashel avim. So Rav Elt says, I spoke about this elsewhere, and Rav Menashe HaKotan says, halavai, we should taste from your honey, because this is mamish shver. So he says as follows, v'anir alani ustaiti, d'lechor yesh lo'era. Lama halacha zu shi gemara mefureshes, this halacha, which is an open gemara, wasn't paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Ela b'derech agav, shekosev da'asr lasuach bein bracha la'achila, v'imsach, Sarach lachzor levarich. Elim kain haisa asicha beinyan bedvarim inyan dvarim shemvarchem alaykon shabirich alapas koidim shachalam reviu melach tunumachal lebehema. So derech agav, he says, you're not allowed to speak between the bracha and achila. And if you did speak, between the bracha and the achila, you have to make a new bracha unless the sicha was bedvarim meinyan dvarim shemavarchem alav. For example, you made a bracha on the bread, and before you ate it, you said, "Bring some salt." You're allowed to say that, or feed the animals. You're allowed to say that. Ayin tur sham dam Rabbi Yehuda Amarav kasev magen Avraham machal lebehema b'tzarich suuda asr litam kodesh shitein lebehemta. Meir Avram brings that this is Tzorech HaSeuda, because you're not allowed to eat before you give your animal. So that's taka considered Tzorech HaSeuda. And elsewhere the Magen Avram says it's Doiraisa, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Beis, the name of the Maram in Baruch. Shema Shasur LaChol Lefnei Sheyitein LaBehemto is Doiraisa. It looks like that's the way Magen Avram is learning also. So Shulchan Aruch doesn't explicitly pask in this halacha. He just says it b'derech agav, that you're allowed to say, feed the animal. But he doesn't explicitly pask in that you're not allowed to eat before your animal eats. And the Magen Avram holds it to a raisa. The Chambam, it's learned from the pasuk, v'nasati eisa v'sadcha l'vantecha v'achalta v'savata. First the animals, then you. Abal Rambam, Perakes, Milchus Avodim, Alachaches, Kosav, that it's a Midas Chasidus, that you should be merciful. Chacham HaRishonim would give their Eved from all the good food they're eating, and they'd be Makdim Mazen HaBehemus, Lesudas Atzman, Vavadim Sudas Atzman. They first give their animals to eat, their servants to eat, before they ate. So it's Mashma that the Rambam holds it's Midas Chasidus, it's not the Eraisa. Why doesn't the Rambam bring the drasha of the Gemara? It's weird, the Rambam brings the pasuk of Ke'enei Avodim El Yada Deineim. And he's including in that the chiyuv to feed your animals first. Why doesn't he bring the drasha of the Gemara? He brings a pasuk of like the eyes of the servants their master, so to our eyes are unto you, God. The Seder, so the servant needs the master, the animal needs the owner. So you have to feed the animal first. Midas Chasidus. Why doesn't the Rambam bring it? Even if it's Midas Chasidus, bring the pasuk in the Torah. V'nasati eisa v'sadcha levemtecha, v'achalta v'savata. Smag also brings Lashon HaRambam. Mashma healed it's Midas Chasidus. And it's a say pay give pay vav. Just the smagim is a say chav zayin, right? Sha'as alecho kodim shitein lefnei behemto. She never nasati esu v'sadcha levemtecha. V'hoder v'achalta v'savata. So you see that the smag elsewhere, Ramesh brings it down that it's aser. The Meiri in Brachas writes, Imsach b'davar shitzorach achila, apilu tzivulam liten machal lefnei behemto holim in a sivasel, shal tori liten machal behemto kodim shi'echal, sivan asati yesef. So, he says if you spoke about something that's tzorach achila, it's mutter. For example, to feed the animals. Since, umin a sivasel shal tori, it's the derech of the Torah, to feed your animals. Nasati Esav, so the Fumriyata would appear, Shunokar Hadrasha, it's Menatorah, and Sivasel Shel Torah. However, in Gittin, the Meiri writes, it's only in Asmach, the Asar Adam, Sheyecha, Kodim, Shite, Machal, Behemdo, Derecha, Ara, Amra, Tayra, Benesati, Esa, Vesatcha, and Techa, Vechata, Vesafata. So you see, it's Derecha, Ara, it's only in Asmachta. So we can also say that that's the Shita of the Rambam and the Smag. That's why the Smag quotes the Rambam, and the Rambam doesn't quote the Pasuk, because the Rambam holds it's only in Asmachta, but still, why didn't he bring the Pasuk that's Mefurish B'Shas? In the Chuvish V'Siyayin given Chelek Gimel Simen Yid Gimel, he writes B'Pshitus, that it's only Midraban, and the Pasuk is in Asmachta B'Alma. In the Sefer Glayone Ashas in Brachas, he writes that the Shvus Yankiv didn't see the Shut Maran Bar Baruch. Vagami Svara lo yoda haGlayone Ashas. Menalei hadu lo avel asmachta. So Glayone Ashas and the Shvus Yankiv says in Asmachta, the pasuk that the Gemara brings, Vachata v'Savata, and then afterwards, Minasati Esa v'Sadacha l'Vemtecha, first giving your animals and then you eating. So he holds that's only in Asmachta. So the Gilyani Ashas writes, number one, you have the Shut Maran Bar Baruch, who holds that it's not, it's Midai Raisa. And also, how does the Shvus Yankiv know? But what are you ranking on the Shvus Yankiv for? You have other poskim also hold it's the Rabbanim. What about the Rambam and the Smag and the Meiri? The Meiri says it's the Rabbanim. The Rambam holds it's Midas Chasidus. Smag also quotes the Rambam, Midas Chasidus. So the Shvus Yankiv has a makor. Also in the Sefer Chasidim is Mashmit and Asmachta. In the Tshuvis Ksav Sefer, in Eurechaim and Simon Lamed Beis, Yotza Listapik Ishayach Haidina B'Shabbos V'Yomtif. Maybe he sued this Rishus who the Asr Torah, Lechol Kodim Shitein Lebehemto. Abba Bachilas Mitzvah K'Shabbos V'Yomtif, Lo Shayach Haidina Klal. So he says this whole vort is only a weekday vort. Not a Shabbos vort. Achilas mitzvah, your eating comes first. Zimnikabel chakiris eksav sefer. Hayav shaloimar uliyashev. The B'Shabbos lo shayich haidin klal. And maybe that's the vort why David HaMelech didn't give his animals to eat on Shabbos. Because there's no din on Shabbos of giving your animals first, but that's not an explanation. The animals don't come first, but you still have to feed them. So, l'chora, so that's still, we still haven't been miyashiv. My David HaMelech's animals, according to that sefer that we quoted, he didn't feed them on Shabbos. L'chora, yesh lachkor, imutar le'adam la'asot shar tzorach of kodim she'achil le'behemte. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat. What about davening? What about bathing? Or la'asot shar tzorach of? So it says in Gittin and Daf Samach Beis Amar Aleph, Gnivi Avachalif Ozil Varmele Rav Hunav Rav Chizda Lito Marmidi. They asked him to taste something. And we hachem Ravira Marab Ozil Adim Shitam Kumat Shitain Machal Behemtoi. So apparently Gnivi wasn't in his house. Avachalif Ozil. And he still said, you're not allowed to eat until you feed your animal. So you see from this, that even if you're not home, even if you're not home, so before we asked Shaila about doing other tzrachim, that will leave open. What about if you're not home? Do you have to make sure that your animals eat first? Mashmos of the Gemara is even if you're not home. Because Ganivi have a chalav, he was passing by, he wasn't home. So if I'm on a trip, I know my animals eat at 8:30 in the morning, I can't eat before the animals. Yesh b'zeh arichus dvarim. The Ksav Sofer and the Tshuva that we mentioned earlier, Siman Lamed Beis, he brings a raya. The Gemara in Gittin. Because they said to him, Rufuner Bechizda said to him, Lito Mar Midi. And he said, no, I can't. Asr Ladam Shiyitom Kumat Shitain Machal of Behemta. So, he's asking a question on them, saying, you're offering me to eat. Ma pitom, I'm reviewed on my rab. You're not allowed to eat before you give your animal. So the lashon of the Gemara is a little bit strange. Again, Loshan the Gemara is Amar Rav Huna Rav Chizda Litomar Midi Amar Lu Hachi Amar Rav Yidam Arav Asur Lala Adam. So said Rav Yidam Arav, you're not allowed to eat until you give to your behema. So since he's asking a kasha on them, like, what are you offering me food for? I can't. So he should have said Beha Loshan Kushya, but he didn't. His Loshan is so said, it sounds like he's being mechazik what they're saying. That Rav Yudam Arav says like you. And also, how did they not know this din? How did Rav Hunan and Rav Chizda not know this din? They now let eat before you give your animal. So one question answers the other one. Shebevadai hem ikdinu mizonot lebeimot. Avadavka kshachu mishalahem. The answer is that if it's your own animal, so of course you have to feed the animal first. But if somebody else is giving you, then you're allowed to. And Ganivi is saying, you're saying the right thing. Because Rabbi Yudam Arav says, this is Ksav Sofer talking. Rabbi Yudam Arav says, Asur Lo La'adam Dafka Mishalo. That a person's not allowed to eat of his own before he gives his animal. But from someone else, he's allowed to eat. So he really was mechazik what they were saying. They were telling him that he should eat. Because they're eating, this is the Ksav Sofer Pshat in the Gemara. They're telling him, you should eat because it's not your own food. Somebody else is giving you. Therefore, you're allowed to eat. And he says, you're right. Because Rabbi Yudam Arav says, Hachi, I'm Rabbi Yudam Arav. You're not allowed to eat before you give your animal. But if it's your own food. But if somebody else gives you, you're allowed to eat. So, if it wasn't the Ksav Sofer saying this, we'd be able to ask a question. And that is that that's not really Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is that Ganivi passed by Rav Huna Rav Chizda, and they wanted him to eat, and Ganivi hadn't yet fed his animal, and he said to that he's not allowed to eat, because he hasn't given his animal yet. Because so said Rav Huna Rav, Asur La'adam Shitam Klumat Shitam Lebehemto. Since he wasn't Machi Lebehemto, he can't eat with them. So he wasn't asking a kash on them, and he wasn't being mechazik what they were saying. He was merely saying, I can't eat. Because I haven't fed my animals yet. And also he asked Akasha, how do Ravun and Rav Chizkiya not know the halacha now that before you give your animal? How are they supposed to know he didn't give his animal? That's a very shver chasim sefer. Aksav sefer. Understand. If you already want to be medayik in the Gemara, make medayik now like the chasim sefer. Again, the chasim sefer says you can eat if someone else feeds you from someone else's food. Maybe pshat in the Gemara is also adam shidam achitam acha adam shiyitam. Klum achitam lebehemto. So maybe klum means even if somebody else gives you. Not like the chasim sefer. So, what about doing your tzrachim? So first of all, davening before you give your animal, you're allowed to daven. And any other mitzvah you're allowed to do, and pashtus you're allowed to do. And also if the vort of not, you have to feed your animal, if it's mitzvah to tzar bali chayim. So you're allowed to cause tzar bali chayim if it's for your needs. So in the mail, that would mean that if it's for your needs before davening, you don't have to feed the animal before you take care of your needs. Because just like tzar bali chayim, if it's for your needs, it's mutter. So to not feeding the animal, if it means taking care of your needs, then you're allowed to push it up. Again, not eating, doing other things. To answer the question from David HaMelech, we have a pasuk that Yonah said that 40 days in Ninveh and Apeches, they all fasted. So if the Baalei Behemah are fasting, they can have their animals fast with them. So if David HaMelech is fasting, so for the same reasons that the animal fasted with the Bailim and Ninveh, so the animals could also fast with David HaMelech. You can look at the Farshim, the various reasons why the animals fasted. But Ech Shelo Yeh, the animals fasted with their owners. So here also, if David's fasting, then the animals can too. All right, there's obviously a ton more to talk about this topic. But we'll conclude here. And at the end, he thanks him. Motzamach be'aros ve'yikarim. Thank you so much for your aros. And the chasim sefer and his chedushim to Masechta Shabbos. Rechilas yantav is d'oraisa, v'na mitam oneg, etc., etc. V'zeh ani choisim ein apsicha v'yirotzen de'ema milsa deskabel, the deskabel. Yirotzen, I should say something that's accepted. Yedida, Yedid Nafshay, Hanemon, Beleva Nefesh, and he signs his name. And then here he has more tshuvas talking about this inyan. And it's Hashem, Ot Chazon Lamoed, that we should revisit this topic. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.